There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Q102. It's been a morning already.
Yeah, are you having a tough time over there?
Nah, just doing a lot. Just doing a lot.
Is there anything I can do to assist you?
Just smile.
Anything I can do to help?
You just be you.
Just be a pleasant individual and not make your life any more complicated or difficult.
Yeah, that.
I get that request from a lot of people. Just don't make things harder for me.
It'll be good.
Please.
I have no worries in my mind. So Jeff's off today. Fritch is off this week. It's Tim and Jen. We're holding down the fort. It's going to be a rainy morning, at least for the east part of the listening area, and then just a cloudy day. High 80, 85 tomorrow. We have news that didn't make the news coming up in just a minute. Divorce rates are skyrocketing. Couples need to diet together, and unnecessary naps are killing you, man. There's
a lot going on.
Kind of a bummer.
It's a lot to deal with.
Bummer. He knew. A bummer news that didn't make the news coming up. There were some sports things I just wanted to mention real quick. The Big Ten considering football season starting around Thanksgiving. Remember they said we're not
doing
anything.
They said they weren't going to do it at all. So that's kind of exciting.
Yeah. FC Cincinnati, their defense improved over the weekend. They held off the Columbus Crew for a scoreless draw. And they play Chicago on Wednesday. Reds start a 3-game series with St. Louis tonight. LaSalle defeated Elder on Friday, 53-52, and a double overtime thriller.
That's a big score
to open the season. And then I don't know if you saw this, the Bengals, they spoke out on racial injustice after they marched to the Freedom Center over the weekend as well.
We're here at the Freedom Center today because the Cincinnati Bengals have an important message. As this country continues to see instances of racial discrimination and injustices, it is time for us to act together and as a unified front. We must identify, address, and ultimately end those practices and policies that would deny liberty and justice to all, regardless of race, religion, or creed. It is time for us all to take a stand.
It is each of our responsibility to effect change in our communities, not only for us, but for those yet to come. We cannot turn a blind eye to the racism still experienced in this country. This is not an issue of politics, but a fight for equality in life. If this nation is to ever reach the goals that it has promised to its citizens, we must be catalysts for change.
So that was Joe Burrow there talking, and then before him was starting center Trey Hopkins. It's time for news that didn't make the news this morning, and we're going to get to the unnecessary naps that are killing you and the couples that need to diet together, but first we're going to start with divorce.
Divorce. Yeah, it's not looking real good right now.
Yeah, according to
a new data analysis
from a legal services company, divorce rates have skyrocketed here in the U.S. since quarantine started.
Mm-hmm.
Check this out. Here are some of the details. The number of people looking for divorces was 34% higher from March through June this year than the same period last year.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a pretty big jump. Divorces jumped 57%.
Wow.
From February 13th to April 13th of this year.
Yeah, I mean, I remember what it was like when I went on bed rest when I was pregnant for 6 months and I was at home all the time with my husband at the time. And it was very, very stressful, all of that together time that wasn't there before.
Prior. Yeah.
So I can just imagine you throw in having to work from home and there are kids involved and the pressure and the strain and the fear surrounding all of the COVID stuff and then throw in the financial hardships that so many people seem to be going through. That's a lot on a relationship. And if it's not a really strong relationship.
They say the newer the marriage is, the more it's in trouble.
Mm.
Out of the couples filing for divorce during the pandemic, 20% were newlyweds who got married earlier in 2020.
Oh, my God.
9% in 2019, 9% in 2018, 7% in 2017, 7% in 2016. That's a decent chunk. And they found that people in the South were 2 to 3 times more likely to look in divorce than anywhere else in the country.
Wow. That has to be tough, being married just a few months or less than a year and then having to tell everyone that came to your wedding.
Save the date. We're getting
by
divorced.
The way. Yeah. So,
So don't do it till you really want to do it.
How good are you at calling it? Like when you have friends that get married, how often are you sitting there thinking, oh, this one ain't going to make it turn out to be right?
I think I'm 50-50 because there's one person specifically that I never thought it would make it this far. And they are just seem to be doing great.
And how long they've been married?
I don't know. Probably close to around 10 years.
About 10 years. Any kids?
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Three.
And oh, wow. And they're pulling it off.
Yeah.
Look at
and
that.
Then another one I called it to the person in the pew next to me at the ceremony. And man, were we right. We were right about that one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to be in a wedding that you know ain't going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Stand up there.
I'm paying $300 for this damn tux.
I know.
Not even going to make it.
Nope.
But you can't go in with that idea, though.
Nope.
Because you're not in their shoes.
You're hopeful. You're always hopeful for your friends.
Absolutely.
That are making a bad decision.
All right. So let's talk naps for a second here. Researchers looked at over 20 studies on napping and how it affected the health of those folks. Almost,
I love naps.
About 300,000 people they researched. They found that basically 19% have a higher risk of early death for people who take a lot of naps. And the longer naps are even make it even worse for you. The people who sleep for 60 minutes or more jump to 30%.
Oh, wow. Yeah. See, I might nap. Mondays are really my only time for a nap day. But when I nap, I like the nap. Like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
In and out.
Nap. Nope. I'm not that 10-20 minute power nap person. Mm-hmm. No. But if I wasn't, I think I only nap because of the hours that we work. I think if I slept normal, what would be normal and good for me, the napping wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Do you nap?
I used to nap every day and I don't anymore. The last, 7 years, I don't really
you
nap.
You stopped?
Occasionally I will if I know that we're going to be out late for some event.
Right.
And we were up early. I'll take a nap or two. But for the most part, I don't do it anymore because usually when I wake up from the nap,
you feel worse.
It's worse than I was prior to. And then I'm groggy and pissy. And
groggy, grumpy Tim is a handful.
You don't get a taste of him too often, do you?
No, our little tastes I find very entertaining.
I know.
Actually.
I know you do.
I don't know what it'd be like to live with you, though.
They say napping after a bad night's sleep might be okay, though. Naps only lowered the life expectancy of people who got more than 6 hours of sleep at night.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
How many hours do you usually get?
I go to bed usually around 9:30, 10, and I get up around 5.
Oh, you do pretty good then.
So I don't know what
you
that math is.
You get a good 7.5 hours.
Okay. The good news is that researchers found a way that people who lose weight can actually keep the weight off once they hit their goal.
Mm-hmm.
The bad news is it involves eating your feces.
There's a very specific way that you
yes, and
eat
let's
your feces.
Get into that. The researchers found that when people took, quote, frozen microbiome capsules created from one's own feces, after a diet, they were more likely to keep the weight off.
Now, there's a good reason for this.
Yes. And they say that one of the keys to keeping your metabolism healthy and managing your weight is through gut bacteria.
So much is happening in the gut.
So by introducing small amounts of your own stuff to your gut, it keeps everything regulated down there.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, shouldn't just go out and do that.
And do that, no.
It has to be specially treated so you don't get sick.
Right.
And buy a special company that does that.
Yes.
And you might want to wait for a little, maybe you want to wait for another study to confirm it.
Yeah.
Although we have heard this before.
This has been around actually for years because I know I was introduced to it. It was recommended to me as a possible treatment to help Jacob with his gut issues. And it would actually have been mine that would have gotten frozen and put in a capsule for him to take.
Because
to
you have a healthier...
Yeah, there's something about the mother's, and that it would have been beneficial or helped his gut. We did not go that route. We didn't do it. We didn't do it.
Okay.
But it was definitely something that they had seen a lot of good stuff happen for people who were having some major issues going on in there.
Hey, I think there's a lot... If we can decide to put a chemical capsule in our body, then we can decide to do other things too, right?
I would agree.
That, you know, there's lots of, all options. If I'm sick, all options on the table.
Yeah.
I don't need ideas. Some, you know, board of trustees in DC to tell me whether it's a good idea or not idea. Let me determine that.
Yeah.
I will get off my step stool.
Well, especially if, you know, so many things that you're trying. From the mainstream medical world, if it's not working, you know, you can check out some other stuff and see if something there might be. I think you just know. I mean, that's been the case with me, with Jacob and all of the alternative treatments that we've tried. It just felt right.
Yep.
Like, yep, this makes sense, and I think we'll give it a shot.
Well, maybe this will feel right. I don't know about you, but I lost... I don't know. You lost, 60-something pounds?
I lost a bunch of weight, and then I put a bunch of it back on.
I lost 20-something pounds through the end of last year and the beginning of this year, and then quarantine started. And I maintained. I didn't lose any more, but I did not gain any.
Good for you.
And then the last month.
Have you been on a bender?
It's been not good.
Yeah. What is your biggest weakness there?
Can't stop.
Can't stop? Is there a particular food? Is it a particular situation?
Doesn't matter. Pizza.
Doesn't matter if it's in front of you, you're just going to eat it.
Yeah, all the
now,
bad
things.
Now,
do you crave it? Like, are
no.
you sitting around? It's just if it's available.
Although I have been craving cake the last week.
I love cake.
Yeah, I don't know why. I'm not even a cake guy. I'm a pie guy.
Yeah, you're a marmalade guy.
I am. So, anyway.
I bet you love rhubarb pie, don't
you? It's my favorite. It's my absolute favorite pie is rhubarb.
I don't even know what rhubarb is. What is it?
It looks like celery, but it's pink.
And is it sweet? Stalks.
No, it's very tart. That's why most people make it strawberry rhubarb pie, because it adds some sweetness from
sweetness
the berries.
To it. Yeah, I mean, the sweets, it's just so stinking hard. I mean, for me to avoid the bakery at Kroger is torture, because I'm so pulled to that corner. I've grabbed so many things out of there that are just so amazing. But that's the problem, too, is I'm the only adult in my house. And Jacob doesn't eat that stuff. He's gluten-free and casein-free and wouldn't want it anyway. But if there's a cake in my house, who's eating the whole thing?
Ding, ding,
ding. That would be me.
Yeah. A new study out of the European Society of Cardiology found that couples tend to do better if they're trying to lose weight together. So I don't know if this would work for you. But they specifically looked at married people after one of them had a heart attack and needed to lose weight for health reasons. And they found that when the person's spouse got involved with eating healthy, they were much more likely to stick with it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So when a person's spouse tried to lose weight with them, they were almost 3 times more successful at it.
Well, it sucks to be on the only one on a diet in the house, which means all the other stuff that you love, everybody else is eating.
Mm-hmm. Chris and I did paleo for about 1.5 years together.
Did you like it?
I liked the way I felt. It took a lot of planning. Nothing bad, just, you know, when you live a busy life, it's sometimes hard to stop down for an hour and a half of food prep.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Because you were eating only clean stuff. But it wasn't that horrible. It just was a little more time consuming.
Mm-hmm.
And even the expense, people say, sometimes say, oh, eating healthy is really expensive because you got to buy all the stuff. It actually was, I think, cheaper for us.
Really?
You know,
that's cool.
Celery and broccoli is not that much money, you know?
Well, and you got to kind of look at it too now. It's like, okay, well, do I spend a lot of money on food now to be healthy, or do I spend a lot of money on healthcare later?
Well, what's funny is you put money in our HSA or whatever,
uh-huh,
and I'll get asked, hey, why don't you use your HSA for that?
Mm-hmm.
You're paying for a prescription for your ear infection, or you're going to the chiropractor. Why don't you use your HSA?
Uh-huh.
Because I'm saving for my bypass, y'all. That's why. I got a long way to go.
Don't put that out there.
I'm just saying. Just saying.
Well, your mother gave you all of that information. Was that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when your mom gave you all that information about your lineage and your lineage and what runs
in your
family.
Well, we did the DNA test, like the 23andMe or the Ancestry, right?
Uh-huh.
And you can get, it tells you, oh, you're Polish and you're Russian and you're Finnish and you're Belgian or whatever. Well, it also gives you all of your medical DNA information, but you have to like click a button when you download it. Do I want the medical crap? Yes or no? And so I think one of them charges you in like an extra $10 for it. So then, but then when you get it, it literally is 150 pages of D, B, C, 1, 3, 2.
Uh-huh.
And nobody knows what that means. So she paid some data analysis person who knows what it means to go through mine.
Uh-huh.
And then put it in a folder and gave it to me.
Yeah.
Like, you might want to see page 3, 6, and 4.
It's the folder of your future suffering.
Yeah. And it, you know.
And what did it say that you were likely to
develop? The stuff that I look at my grandparents and go, yep. So like diabetes, heart issues, all that kind of stuff.
All the good stuff in life.
So I've been working towards not being that person.
And saving money just in case.
And just in case. Hey, my physical last year, all the blood work turned out really well.
Good to know.
So anyway, a study finds couples who diet together lose more weight. So definitely give that a go if you're working on that. We got John Matarese on the phone right now.
John? I hope that's you. Is that you, John?
Oh, of course it's me.
No swearing. We're live on the radio. Watch your mouth.
Are you here to shame us?
I'm going to shame you because, you know, you guys are awesome on Instagram. I mean, I follow all of you. And the stuff you post, and Jen had some great posts lately. I mean, everybody's, you know, showing what they're doing these days. But the problem is now people are being shamed for going on vacation. Have you heard about that?
I'm not surprised.
I know that when I went to Florida, I purposely didn't post anything until like 2 weeks later. And I still got a couple snarky remarks. Way to be a responsible adult, Tim, and go to a hot spot. Shut up! I'll take care of me. You take care of you.
Yeah, they're calling it travel shaming or vacation shaming.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going on is, you know, you go down to Florida, you're sitting on the beach, you're having a couple of cocktails, you put a picture up on Instagram and Facebook, and normally in the past, you know, people would all like the photo saying you look beautiful and glad you're having a great time. No, now you've got the vacation police. And these people you thought were friends, and they're saying, why are you there? You know, there's a lot of COVID in Florida. You know, you're not wearing a mask. What are you doing on the beach, you know, or at that bar with a drink with people around you? And it's really, you know, first jarring if this happens to you, because you think, hey, I'm just putting up a picture of my vacation. I got away. But now, because of the pandemic, you know, there are those people who say you shouldn't be traveling. Did you get on an airplane? You flew on an airplane? And then they'll say, well, don't come near me when you get back. I hope you're staying in your house or your apartment for 14 days when you get back. I mean, that's just really kind of jarring if it happens to you.
Yeah, if you're not used to getting that kind of reaction, I mean, we have a little bit of a thicker skin here, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You too, probably, yeah. John, right? Because we work in the media, so, you know,
we get
stuff like this all the time about
everything. Are you wearing that color tie
why
on
are
TV?
You wearing that? Why did you say that? What are you doing? Why did you go there? So, yeah, it is. I'm sure it is jarring to people who aren't used to that.
John, is there advice besides not posting that you were going to offer us?
Yeah, yeah, you know, people want to post, you want to share, but you know, one of the things is you may want to wait till you get back, till after you're back for a week or something, and then start putting up the vacation pictures. Say, hey, here's pictures of my trip from July. You know what I mean? You know, you just wait a couple of
weeks. Some distance.
You're back to put them up. That way, people aren't freaking out saying, "What are you doing there?" You know, and boy, when you come home, you better stay away from my kids. Keep your kids away from my kids. I mean, stuff like that. It's like, here's some pictures from our summer vacation, you know, and spread it out a little bit rather than stacking up a bunch of photos. Because people do that on the beach. You know, you got nothing going on. You're sitting there, you know, and you're in your condo, and you're like, yeah, no, put up a whole bunch of pictures. And I think for one thing, it kind of upsets people who did not take vacations this summer. Because there are people who didn't go away for various reasons, money's tight, out of work, on furlough.
Or they're just scared. I mean, people are still really scared of this virus.
Yes, they're afraid to go away. They don't want to stay in a hotel. They certainly don't want to get on an airplane. And these people see, you know, you or me on the beach, you know, with a pina colada. And they're like, whoa, you know, how dare they?
Who do you think you are?
Exactly. to do that. Yeah. So, you know, one thing that's neat is with you guys, you know, so many of your Instagram posts are about stuff you're doing in the community. And I like that. You guys don't really, you just brag about, you know, awesome things. Mm-hmm. You know, you're showing what you're doing in the community and you know, and working on the house and fixing things up. And I love all that. And that's the kind of, you know, try to keep the Instagram posts a little more positive.
Make the effort.
Well, thank you, John. Appreciate you.
Thanks,
right,
John.
Guys?
Have a good one.
And don't waste your money.
John Matarese tonight on Channel 9. John, have a great morning.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Q102, what's up?
Good morning.
Hi. What are you doing?
We would like to wish a happy 14th birthday to my son, DJ.
What's DJ up, DJ?
Thank you.
Two more years you're driving, dude. Two more years.
He's on his way to school this morning.
Where nice. Where do you go to school?
At Muller High School. And Hope wants to request a song.
Yeah, what do you want to hear?
BTS. She said BTS.
Oh, of course.
We can do some dynamite for you.
We can make that happen.
For sure.
All right. We love you guys.
Some just things in the news today. Someone wrote into an advice column asking, do the same rules apply about companies prohibiting workplace romances if the entire firm is working remotely?
Oh, that's a good question.
So someone's trying to start an office romance now that they're fully remote. And for this specific company, yeah, workplace romances, the ban would still apply, which is,
huh?
I don't know how I feel about that.
Why keep people from love, right?
The State Fair of Texas, legendary for their fried food, you know, like when they fry the butter and
they come up with
fried
some
Oreos
really,
and all that stuff.
Yeah, new and interesting concoctions.
This year, they're only going to be offering it as a drive-through event, so you can pre-buy packages that include things like deep-fried Oreos and sausage on a stick.
I can't tell you the last time I had an elephant ear.
Are you more of a elephant ear person or a...
Put the
batter in there.
Yeah, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't know. Yeah, I think I'm an elephant ear.
I prefer the other one with
the
sugar on it. Yeah.
Well, the elephant ear, you can have both. They have really crunchy parts and the really doughy parts.
Mm-hmm.
And all the cinnamon.
So many people staying at home in Australia.
Funnel cakes.
Funnel cakes. Yes, that's what it was. I prefer the funnel cake. In Australia, snakes have taken over the country again.
Oh, my God. How does this happen?
And there are lots of snakes out in full force, and they are deadly snakes. I don't know. I had a friend of mine tell me one time, she's like, you know, I'm sure there's very nice people in Australia, but man, the animals there. Spiders, snakes, koala bears.
The scariest things. Yeah, right. I love the koala bear. But yeah, I mean, they have some of the scariest wildlife in the world. Don't they have more venomous snakes or more poisonous spiders there than anywhere else?
Yeah, I think so.
And those spiders are as big as your head.
Yes, they are. And then I thought this story, it kind of, you know, the human trafficking, kid trafficking stuff has been in the news.
Sex trafficking.
So much. But this is kind of a happier spin on it. U.S. Marshals Service found 39 missing children in Georgia over 2 weeks in a mission known as Operation Not Forgotten. And they put this press release out before the weekend started. The operation led to the rescue of 26 kids and the safe location of 13 others. These missing children were considered to be some of the most at-risk and challenging recovery cases in the area based on indications of high risk factors such as victimization of child sex trafficking, child exploitation, sexual abuse, physical abuse, medical or mental health conditions.
Wow. So, that's amazing.
Glad
well,
that they,
work well done there.
Yes.
U.S. Marshals.
Did you watch any of the VMAs?
No.
I was seeing some clips this morning, though.
Yes, yeah. I did. That's my recap.
Well, she did like a 9-minute performance, a montage of all of her songs, and had some different masks that she wore. The part that I caught, she was wearing this mask. It almost looked like something maybe a space mask, but
yeah,
like some
yeah.
sort of military sort
she had
of mask.
So many masks,
but it moved when she sang.
So cool.
So it like you could see the sound.
Imagine
graph.
The energy in that performance. I mean, that's a workout.
Oh hell yeah!
And then with a mask on too.
But she's pretty fierce.
She's incredible.
We were just talking about Lady Gaga off air.
Yeah, I asked him. I said, "What do you know? What do you think? What kind of vibe do you get off of her? Do you think you would like?"
Well, did you guys hear the story where she was in the supermarket and someone commented on her jacket that they really liked it and she took it off and gave it to him?
No.
I mean, I feel like that shows you what kind of person she is.
Yeah. That's what I told Jen.
A person with a lot of other jackets at home.
True that.
That's right.
True that.
Jen's going to be handing out jackets at Kroger
this week. Her closet looks like yours, Jen.
Time to purge.
I was saying that I love her music, but sometimes, you know, in interviews and stuff, sometimes it's a bit much for me, but I feel like if it was stripped down and if it's just the three of us and Lady Gaga, maybe one of her close friends just on a deck having a beer, I feel like it would be really cool.
You know who else I'd like to have a beer with is Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, she probably would do some
little
shots.
Southern Belle.
Very down to earth.
Oh, shots for sure.
All right. Well, we'll get some Lady Gaga on for you. Also want to say what's up to Brandy. She wants New Kids on the Block.
Hi, Brandy.
Emily says, you guys are helping me prepare for my day. Y'all are amazing. Dance party Monday. I'm loving it. Where else? There was another one.
I just saw our big boss in the hallway. I said, hey, it's a new week. And that's exactly what this vibe has given me.
What did he say back?
He said, yes, it is.
All right. So a 10-year-old drummer challenged Dave Grohl to a drum off and he accepted.
I love that he accepted. That's so cool.
Here's a clip of her playing all the drums in Foo Fighters song Everlong.
Dave Grohl, I challenge you to a drum off.
This is her. And here's
she's amazing.
Here's Dave responding to her.
But Mandy, in the last week, I've gotten at least 100 texts from people all over the world saying, this girl is challenging you to a drum off. Now look, I've seen all your videos. You're an incredible drummer. And I'm really flattered that you've picked some of my songs to do for your videos. And you've done them all perfectly. So today, I'm going to give you something you may not have heard before. This is my response to your challenge. So now the ball is in your court. This is a song called Dead End Friends.
Wow, kind of cool. If you could challenge somebody to something, what would you do?
Oh, that's a difficult question. I don't know. What would you do? You got an idea?
Too much. Drink beer.
I know. I'm not exactly the type. I don't like invite. I don't challenge. Tough.
This is something that Jen sent me this morning. She said, we got to play this. There is Rick Astley did an acoustic cover of Post Malone's Better Now. Of
course, and who doesn't love Rick Astley?
This is the Rickrolled guy.
Yeah.
You probably think that you are better now. Better now. You only say that because I'm not around. I never meant to let you down. Would it give you anything? Would it give you everything?
It's pretty good, actually.
Wow.
You know I say that I am better now. You know I'm only kind of not around. You know I never meant to let you down.